News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, sticking with all things Donald Trump, the US president is set to outline his radical new vision for the country in his first address to Congress this evening. And here to give us a run through on what we can expect is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian. Good morning to you, David. Before we get Good stuck morning. Into what we might hear this evening from President Trump, already breaking news this morning here in Ireland, 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico coming into effect today. He says that there's no wriggle room to defer them any longer. They have to happen. And also, of course, he has now halted all military aid to Ukraine in the wake of that meeting, that disastrous meeting with President Zelensky on Friday. What are people saying about all of this in the States?
I think many are deeply concerned, especially Democrats and other critics of Donald Trump. We're only six weeks into this presidency, and a sense already of being unmoored and in disarray. The tariffs, for example, have already had a knock-on effect on the stock market. That was well down on Monday. America now appears to be entering what's effectively a trade war with its partners, Canada and Mexico. And we've seen the Canadian Prime Minister say he's going to retaliate with tariffs of more than $100 billion on American goods. So people are questioning Donald Trump's commitment to lowering prices for American consumers. This could have a nasty backlash for them. And you know, clearly there are many more traditional people on foreign policy, Democrats and others who are horrified by what's been happening with Ukraine, that furious row in the Oval Office. Many were just dumbstruck and staggered and appalled. And now with Trump apparently, you know, punishing Ukraine by suspending military aid, deep fears for what this says about America's role in the world and potential collapse of, you know, the 80-year transatlantic alliance.
Yeah. One of the reasons people voted for Donald Trump, one of the reasons that people gave for voting for Donald Trump was the economy, that they trusted him more with the economy than they did Kamala Harris. If inflation climbs, which is quite likely from this tariff trade war, and if the stock market continues to go down, something he was always touting in his previous presidency, how amazing the stock market was, well, you know, all thanks to him. If those two things continue, is it likely that his, I suppose, approval ratings will start to fall because both businesses and, I suppose, individuals will have less money?
Yes, I think it's likely. Already we've seen a little bit of slippage in Trump's approval rating. It's gone down a few points. And based on his first term, obviously it's got potential to go significantly lower. Anecdotally, you hear people saying, you know, I voted for Trump, I now regret it. You know, I never expected him to actually follow through on these tariffs, for example. Certainly some people getting restive and impatient. You know, he promised on day one he would lower the cost of groceries and eggs and gas and so on, and that's not necessarily happening. And Republicans loyal to Trump have been confronted by some raucous town halls, angry people all across the country talking about Elon Musk and Doge and his slashing of the federal government. You know, Trump's support has not collapsed yet, but just logic says that if people really start to feel the pain from these policies, then they will begin to question his leadership.
David, the address that he's going to give this evening, do you have any sort of insight into what he might say? I know with Trump, he could literally say anything, but is there predictions now about where he might be taking this new radical vision for the US?
I mean, this will be a slightly more moderate and tame Trump, I think, just in terms of the context. This is a big formal speech. It's like the State of the Union to Congress. It won't be one of his rollicking campaign rallies. I think always a question is, will this be Trump the uniter or the divider? You know, would he try to reach out to Democrats? Based on what I've seen so far, seems more likely he'll play to his base and potentially be quite divisive. There's a little bit of speculation, you know, could he do something dramatic like saying, the US is going to pull out of NATO. Who knows? We've just had so many surprises already.
He does seem to be in bullish form at the moment rather though than any kind of reconciler, any kind of, you know, trying, as you say, to you know, unite the divides within in politics in the US.
Exactly. I mean, everything we've seen so far is it's, you know, my way. And he's, you know, emboldened by that election victory. He's surrounded by loyalists, including some of whom will be writing this speech. We, you know, Democrats in the chamber are likely to protest at times, and they are bringing as guests people they say have, you know, lost their jobs because of Trump and Musk's cost cutting. So it could be a confrontational night. And right now, Trump, you know, really believes he's invincible. Yeah. So look, you know, he could throw his weight about.
No doubt we'll be discussing tomorrow whatever fallout comes from that speech. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is David Smith, their Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.